Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, is again calling on the public to desist from going to flu clinics across the country requiring clearance testing.
So the Ministry of Health, we have received a lot of reports from our various flu clinics that there are persons who are still asking or still requesting clearance tests in particular. So whether you are in your workplace or you are at a school, we're asking those establishments to please adhere to the required testing requirements for the Ministry of Health. So if you are positive and you've done your isolation and you have been cleared by a healthcare provider, there is no need for you to do any further testing. If employers are going to ask their employees to report to work with, for example, a negative PCR test, then this is something that needs to be facilitated, one, either within the employer's policy, workplace policy, because we are no longer able to facilitate this sort of request in our public system. I think right now we are all very exhausted and anxious, and we want to ensure that there's adequate safety. And the protocols that have been designed and set by the Ministry of Health are in place to keep all of us safe. At this time, we really want to ensure that we're using our resources to the best of our ability. And by asking an entire classroom or several classrooms to go and get tested, just because one person may or may be exposed to COVID at this point is totally unacceptable. We are going to continue to work with schools and business places, private and public, to ensure that this information is communicated. But in the meantime, we really want to ask persons to adhere and get familiar with the testing requirements here in St. Vincent.
Health Promotions Officer Shanika John. Regionally, amid a sharp surge in COVID-19 cases in St. Lucia, the St. Lucia Fire Services has appealed to the public to observe the relevant protocols at fire and accident scenes. The station officer, Fernando James, observed that with the COVID-19 spike and the increase in road accidents, citizens let down their guard and do not observe measures to prevent transmission of COVID-19. He also explained that if people have to assist when road accidents or house fires occur, they should wear face masks. Internationally, unequal access to COVID-19 vaccines is widening the gap between rich countries and the developing world, threatening the cooperation needed to tackle common challenges such as climate change. The warning comes from the World Economic Forum in its annual Global Risk Report. According to the World Health Organization, 98 countries have yet to vaccinate 40% of their population, a stark contrast with the situation in many Western countries, where vaccination rates hover around 70 to 80% mark. The report says that rich countries have been accused of hoarding vaccines, with only a fraction of the billions of doses produced last year winding up in the arms of people in countries with the most fragile health systems. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.